B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio with the Tunis just getting started. Is sports essential? Hell yes. What have you been doing the last 4 months? Has life been fun? It's essential for our well-being. It's essential for the economy. You ask those pizza places all in your neighborhood how sports with no sports or during an Eagles game on a Sunday. How much does their business go up? Wings and pizza and fries, all that stuff. It's essential. I understand about, is it oxygen? Is it water? No. But it's essential. And it's, if we're trying to get people back to work, why not get those guys back to work? If everybody's going back to work, people need to make money. People, there is a, it's a huge deal for the economy. Sports matter. It matters for our well-being. It matters for the economy. It matters for civic pride. It plays an essential role in our society. Yeah, our athletes deserve it of the salaries. No, just like actors aren't, and just like there's a lot of industries where people make and owners make all kinds of money. But that's what it generates, then so be it. I can't ever rail on that. Now, again, you know, we talk about doctors and nurses, and there's so many people that during this pandemic that stepped up in such a big way. We've highlighted them throughout the last 4 months, and they all need bumps. Everyone from the grocery store worker to that, you know, RN, right, to that nurse and that's dealing with all the cases. But here's the point. This idea that, well, sports doesn't matter, I think is completely wrong. I think it has a lot to, it is a big part of our society, thus it becomes essential. I'm kind of surprised at the take that, well, sports should not begin. Here's the deal. You got to try it. The worst that happens is you got to shut it down. All right. At some point, you got to give it a shot. You got to try. You got to try to play. Now, I don't know if I'm being naive and thinking, and we were told the other day that, you're not going to play. Now, I don't know. I mean, I'm expecting them to play. And then we'll see what happens. They're playing golf today. They're playing soccer today all across Europe. You know, let's go. Give it a shot. Let's see what happens. Lord, I miss it. Is my agenda colored by my deep craving for it? Yeah, without a doubt. I'm not lying. I want it. I want it bad. So that's where I'm coming from. Fans Week continues on the program today. And there's two things we want to talk about. One, it's kind of part and parcel. And we've been having lots of great conversations all week long with our fans topic. It's an ode to the fans. We've been doing it all week long. So today, you get to out a Philadelphia fraud. All right? Now, what constitutes a fraud is someone born and raised in the Delaware Valley. The geography goes to exit 6 on the turnpike in Jersey, swaths the shore, goes up to through Bucks County, and then all around and as west to the Lehigh Valley. Right? Into Delaware to middle Delaware. That's the region. If you were born in that region, you're supposed to be 4 for 4. You're supposed to root for the Philadelphia teams. That's just, you know, by rights. I'm not arguing. If that's what you are, so be it. But just understand that there's a reason why Philadelphia is in front of all those teams. So you root for your region. You want your region to do well. That's it. Case closed. There's all kinds of mitigating circumstances if you came from another area, blah, 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 blah. But if you were born and raised, you're Fugazi. That's it. Right? I'm not even hearing it. However, so people can out those people. 3 for 4, 2 for 4, 0 for 4s. But here's the other thing. Today, I want to be able to open up the books for all 4 teams. If you want to become a Philadelphia sports fan, I want to open up the books. Now, here's what it has to be. If we nominate you, you got to get a vote from me, Chunis, and a caller for you to be in. And we can think of, and I need the callers to think of any and all of the tasks to become the 4 for 4 fan. Yeah, you just can't be. You just can't go. I'm in, unless you came from a different area and we want to baptize you. But there could be tasks that you would have to perform. What do you think, Junis? You're not happy.
It's going to be tough.
You're not happy about the opening up the books.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'll listen to people's cases. I always do, but I'm tough. I'm tough for you to go past, especially if it's you were a fan of a rival. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan and then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I've been in Philadelphia this long and I was really upset during 2017 when I couldn't have the same enjoyment as everyone else and it's my city. I still go, well, as soon as the Cowboys go, you know, 11-5 and the Eagles go 8-8, you're going to all of a sudden come back to being a fraud Cowboys fan. So if it's a rival team, I get it. You know what? If you're a Houston Texans fan because for some reason you like the Houston Texans and you want to join the Eagles, all right, fine. I'll hear you out. But and I'm tough when it comes to these rivals. If you're a Mets fan, you have that Mets stink on you, and all of a sudden you want to be a Phillies fan? Come on now. We had the Patriots fan yesterday. Yeah, that was a huge no-go for me.
I am more lenient because I think we should embrace, especially now with the pandemic, we should embrace all. And it's my mission to unify the region. So it'll be fun. We're going to have some fun doing that all day today. And I got a couple baseball things for you I want to hit. And this notion, and I'll ask you, is sports essential to you in your eyes?
Yes, I will. We've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more times. If a player does not feel safe, then don't play, and I won't be angry about it. But you're right, in terms of the economy, the big business people, but then also, you're right, you know, the corner shops with the pizza and wings and the fries. Like, there's a place in Manayunk where they have the big game day specials, right? But those big game day specials are when they make the most money. They cut their prices down, actually, for game day, and they make a bunch of money. Because a lot of people are like, yes, you know, let me help out my local business. I'm going to be watching football all day. Let me have the box of wings, the pizza, the fries, and feel like a fat slob and feel great. And you're right. I mean, those little places, too, they get affected if there's no sports.
Yes. What about people? Then we need to get the people in the stands so we can open up arenas and stadiums so we can have people back to work there. That's it. That provides a good secondary income for a lot of people.
Yeah, and I get it.
A lot of people that I know.
Teams are, professional sports teams already have a lot of money. So I'm not you know, playing any violin for them. But I wonder, you look at the Fanavision at Citizens Bank Park, surrounding the screen is like 14 different advertisers, right? There's so many sponsors. Those sponsors are there for the fans to see because they don't do cutaways to the Fanavision. Like, oh, let's show our sponsors around the Fanavision. Like, they don't do that during the broadcast. That's more so for the fans are sitting there and they look up at the Fanavision and they see the 10 different advertisers, the 10 different sponsors. Does that money go away? Does that money go away? Because they're not being shown. There's nobody at the ballpark.
That's right.
And again, I'm not playing a violin for the sports teams because they're making billions of dollars already.
But it's everything else. But you mentioned let's take the Frito guy or the Hers Chips guy, right?
Right.
That guy needs sports, man. People get chips and pretzels and
big time
dips while I watch a game. That's all important.
You can't not eat when you're watching a game, right?
I mean, it's just you need munchies. Right, it's just part of it. All right, lots to get to today. We'll play what Malcolm Jenkins had to say on CNN just a few moments ago. And we're kind of debating about whether or not they should open. And we should start it. On the morning show, they said no. Apparently, the poll, more people said no. That surprises me. Well, we're just getting started. Let's discuss Cuz Radio with the Chunas on a Thursday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
It's football essential. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Phantom Fireworks. This 4th of July, the rockets, red glare, and the bombs bursting in air are brought to backyards across America by Phantom Fireworks. Visit fireworks.com for a location near you. We're getting closer to the start of baseball, basketball, and hockey. Football still seems to be moving in the right direction. But earlier this morning, Malcolm Jenkins, who is newly a part of CNN, spoke about the NFL not being an essential business.
The NBA is a lot different than the NFL because they can actually quarantine all of their players or whoever is going to participate. Where we have over 2,000 players, even more coaches and staff, we can't do that. And until we get to the place as a country where we feel safe doing it, we have to understand that football is a non-essential business. And so we don't need to do it. And so the risk, has to be really eliminated before I would feel comfortable with going back.
React to those comments by Malcolm Jenkins all day today on Cuz Radio. Speaking of Cuz Radio, today at 12:20, it's another playback. We go way back, November of 2017. It's the beginning of the current sellout streak for the Sixers. It's way back in terms of amount of games. Feels like it's been 20 years at this point.
This is the 1983 Phillies yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I got 15 seconds left. As we count down on the return of sports, keep it locked right here on The Fanatic for all updates and breaking news. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this is 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Alright. Back live, 10:20. And this is, again, I'll reiterate, and I agree, and true as you said it. Listen, I don't want anybody taking any risk. You don't feel comfortable on play. I mean, I get it. But if you look at how they're doing the NBA and all. I mean, they're taking great precaution. You know what I mean? Taking great, great precaution. And I understand. You think that when Malcolm Jenkins says, he doesn't feel comfortable. You don't feel comfortable. You shouldn't play. I would never begrudge that. But here's why sports is essential. The Frito guy, who I actually just referenced, is a real guy, right? The Frito guy, Eric, said he makes, during Eagle season, he makes an extra $300 a week on football displays.
Wow.
That's in his pocket. $300 a week. That is important to Eric.
In a month, that's your $1,200 stimulus check right there.
That's the point. Right? I mean, you know, that's the economy. That's what's supposed to be. It's the trickle down of sports, right? It's such big business that everybody can feel it. So that's the Frito guy. That's Eric's cut, $300 a week. What about the guy that owns the pizza place, right? In the neighborhood pizza joint. Sal, right? What about that guy? What do you think he means a lot to him? How many extra pies are you going to sell on a Sunday?
Exactly. And not only Sunday. You got the college football Saturday. You got Monday night football. You got Thursday night football. How many times on a Monday have you gone, first day back at the work, we don't feel like cooking today. You know what? Let me get a pie for the football game tonight. Or Thursday.
Sure.
End of the week. You know, Thursday night football. Let me get a pie today.
Yes. And that's why, you know, you can play it, but that's why I think it matters, and it is essential. You know, is it games and, you know, frivolity? Yeah, in the grand scheme of life, it's frivolity. It's not oxygen.
Right.
But a lot of things aren't oxygen.
Now, the thing is that interesting that Malcolm Jenkins said was that the NBA, MLB, NHL, they have hubs, right? Baseball doesn't.
Baseball, right.
But
no hub in baseball.
But they're also not going to, you know, it's not as contact like NFL. Does the NFL, they can't, right? Like, there's no way they can do a hub. There's absolutely no way.
It's impossible. Those, that many people, how do you have hubs?
There's no way you can do it. And that's the interesting part.
You have to take over a remote part of, like, South Dakota.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to make fields.
Right.
Build it, they will come.
Right. Make fields, I don't know, I mean, you don't have hotels, you need facilities. I mean, think about NovaCare. You can't create NovaCare anywhere else.
Right. It's going to be open plains, flat open plains.
You don't have enough time to build it.
And you got to live in tents.
It's cold. It's cold. Cold.
Can you imagine? Week 10.
It's cold.
They're living in tents in South Dakota.
Yeah, it is cold. Go. No, but that's the point, man. You know, the NFL canceled the Hall of Fame game. They expected that, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're going to cancel, I'm sure, most preseason games. Now it's earlier than every other.
I agree. I'm with you.
I don't know. It is interesting to think about what Malcolm Jenkins said, though, because they can't hub.
So they can't, but we know they can't hub. And baseball's not hubbing.
Right.
No hub in baseball. You can have football. If you're going to play baseball, why can't you play football?
I guess the contact is a big part of it.
Come on. I mean, you know.
Well, here's the thing. We've seen the KBO succeed. There's no other football league.
Okay, well, here's the thing. And I'm guilty of this, too, by saying that, well, look, they're playing soccer in Germany and England and Italy. You know, and you could see the cases, the disparity is great.
Right.
Between the number of cases in Europe and the number of cases in the United States, which is now raging out of control. Right. And I believe me, I understand that. I guess I'm talking about part of the mentality that I feel like a lot of people aren't pining for it to come back. Is that true? So I got a friend of mine, and you know him, Violations Greg.
Yep.
I've known VG, almost 20 years, right? VG, I met, we were neighbors. He came, I was doing a show in my neighborhood. I used to live on 8th and like Lombard and South.
Did he still have the nice goatee 20 years ago?
Yes, right. He did. And I was doing a show, and he comes walking in, and the next thing you know, we became buddies, right? He loves sports.
Oh, yes.
Now, he's a music guy. He loves sports. Sports is his thing. Like, he loves sports more than he loves music. And so he says, I'm oddly indifferent about sports right now. I'm going, really? Because I'm not indifferent at all. I'm dying.
I wonder if, so yesterday I was listening to Mike on the way home.
Mike's kind of indifferent.
Yes, he is. But I heard a caller say what I think a lot of people are feeling. And it's such a go-to phrase for a lot of people, and it's cautiously optimistic.
Right.
And a lot of people are like, yeah, you know, I can't wait for sports to come back. But at the same time, like, you know, there could be a spike any day now. And that's how I was feeling 2 weeks ago. Now that I know that baseball is a date.
Well, we all have been thinking that. We've all been feeling that because you just don't know.
Exactly.
You don't know. Yesterday was the first day I actually didn't even watch. I didn't pay attention to it yesterday. I usually pay attention to it every day. You know? And you know what? It was oddly liberating to do it. I went out. I was out. I felt, you know.
Why are we the same person? You and I. I didn't check anything. I checked Twitter before I went to bed last night in case I missed something.
Yeah.
I did yard work for 4.5 hours yesterday.
And you were happy.
Now, I was
that's
thrilled.
The only thing we don't. There's a couple things we don't have in common.
Cold food, hot food.
You like, yeah, or three. Cold food, hot food. You like yard work and outside. I don't like outside. And you like country music, and I despise country music.
Okay, yeah, it's a big difference there.
So that's the three things that we really don't see.
But we kind of did the same thing. We disappeared from the world yesterday.
Everything else, we're very similar.
I made three trips to the hardware store yesterday. Three separate trips, and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I like you're right because yesterday I felt good
I hate going to the hardware store.
I love it, but I felt good that
I had to go to Lowe's the other day. I was like, oh God,
I love it. Smells good in there.
I walk in this place. I don't. It's overwhelming to me.
All the stores smell good. They all smell. They smell the same. Good. Yeah, they smell good. The Home Depot smell. They smell good. Anyways, it just felt good yesterday to have a date for baseball. I have a plan for baseball. For us to know that's going to be the first of the four major sports to return. And we'll have soccer leading us into it. We'll have Union leading us into it.
Yeah.
And I felt good yesterday.
Yeah, I did too. I'm still kind of feeling all right.
But you're right. There are people that are, I'm sure if I check my phone right now, tweets are probably coming in saying, wow, you guys are still excited? Because right away, 2 days ago, right away, yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are going to get really upset in a month from now when the sports don't happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're right. I'll be crushed if July 23rd, Rob Manfred goes, oh, yeah, no season. I'll be absolutely crushed.
Yeah, you and I will both be crying in our coffee.
Yes.
It's what it is. Like, I want it. That's why it shocks me that there is and I feel it. I feel it among the masses, an indifference. I think people get excited. Like, we do the playbacks. I sense the excitement. But as far as them coming back, I sense. Now, I don't know if it's because they don't want to be let down. And you and I go, whatever, we're going to go both. You know, if we get let down, so be it. But what Violations Greg says, he's indifferent. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I can't.
This is the same guy who said 3 for 4, 2 for 4, these guys. They should all be Fredo'd in the same breath. So he cares. He doesn't want to invite anybody in on the 4 for 4. Yet he's indifferent about sports. That's contradiction.
I can't feel indifferent. To me, it's you're one side or the other. Your sports shouldn't come back, or you're like me and you, and it's, oh my God, I can't wait. And they should do whatever they can to start. And if they stop, they stop. But they should do whatever they can to start.
Dude, I'm with you.
Let's we need it.
I'm with you. Let's go to the phones. Talk to some of the people. Let's begin. Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How you doing, Ed? How you doing, guys?
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing, pal? Listen, if you stayed in South Philly, you wouldn't have been on the bridge yesterday for 3 hours.
Oh, dude. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, man. I heard you call in from the bridge.
Oh, it was terrible.
I mean, you have nowhere to go. You can't even make a U-turn.
No, and it was, and that was the problem. Somebody made a U-turn on a Wolverine Bridge.
Oh, jeez.
And was actually going into oncoming traffic.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, no, crazy.
Well, if you remember years ago, especially when I was younger, they didn't have that barrier there. You could have made a U-turn.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
How did you feel when you finally got in?
Yeah, I was, you know, unnerved. I felt like, remember that show, that movie where the guy goes nuts on the L.A. traffic?
Yeah.
And he goes and shoots everybody.
Oh, my God.
Falling down. Yeah, it drives you nuts. You understand why people go crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I just wanted to say about the sports thing.
Yes.
With the baseball and all. Like, we've been talking for months, and, you know, everybody's talking for months about how bad the game is, and yet they're going to go back with these rules. I mean, I can't even imagine that.
So what's the one, the universal DH?
Well, everything, the rules, you can't spit, you can't talk, you can't scream, you can't fight, we're saying how boring this game is, and then all of a sudden they come up with this. I mean, I love baseball. Baseball's my main sport. I'm older, you know.
Sure.
And, I think baseball's better than everything, but to watch this kind of stuff, I don't know, man.
Really? But like, Joe, the minute baseball comes back, if it comes back.
Right.
All right. And it's July 26th, and it's Sunday.
Right.
You're not going to give me some fills.
No, I'm going to watch it. Yeah, I'm going to watch
it. Of course. We all will.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You can't just.
I don't care what they do. Runner on second base.
Right.
No seeds.
Right.
It don't matter. If they're playing ball, I'm in.
It's just a shame that, I mean, I hope everybody comes back as far as all the main players, you know.
Yeah.
They might not come back because of this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. Listen, I'm star. I go around Columbus and watch a softball game right now.
Hey, there you go. There was one the other day. Listen, hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You guys do the radio shows and all. Is your job at Jeopardy?
No, not that we know of. I don't think so.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I was going to say, the way, you know, saying bringing it back. I figure maybe your job is at Jeopardy.
Not right now. Oh. But, hey, the longer it goes away, who knows?
I know.
You know what I'm saying,
know.
Joe?
Yeah. Stay off the bridge, eh?
I'm going to be jumping off the bridge.
I hear you, brother.
Have a great one. Be safe, my friend.
You too, buddy.
See you, buddy. Yeah. Listen.
What is in jeopardy is my psyche.
Yes.
Right? Like, I'm doing sports talk radio with no sports.
Well, it's been fun. Luckily, it's been fun.
Yes, it has been.
By and large, I mean, we've had some tough moments and some depressing moments and, you know, some boring moments,
right,
in the sense of what was going on. But by and large, we had a lot of fun on the show.
My God,
that's because of the call.
Was last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, breath of fresh air when I could talk about Jamal Adams, when I could talk about a player rumor.
Yes.
Right? For the last 4 months, it's been coronavirus, mix in social injustice, mix in labor negotiations with Major League Baseball.
Nothing worse than labor negotiations.
Mix in, what's up, bros, from Bryce Harper and Blake Snell.
And
all of a sudden hating players.
Yeah, that was
And then finally it was, hey, Jamal Adams wants out of New York. I was like, oh my God. Next we can bitch about Ben Simmons' jump shot and I'll be good.
It's priceless. Falling Down is the movie, thanks to Nikki. Falling Down. You remember that? In fact, Joel Schumacher, who was the director, passed away. That's why it was in the front of my mind.
Oh, I did not see it.
You didn't see it? So Michael Douglas.
Oh, okay. I like Michael Douglas.
Is like this. He snaps. He's this, you know, regular Joe kind of guy, right? And he's divorced. And the wife won't take him back, so he's in a bad state. And everywhere he goes, he gets robbed. He gets, you know, his hassles everywhere. L.A. traffic. And then he just loses it. He's in the middle of, like, L.A. traffic. And boom, he just leaves his car and it goes and buys ammunition. It's not,
good.
That's the movie.
Happy ending or?
No. No happy ending.
Oh, okay.
No happy ending.
His wife doesn't take him back after that?
No. No, it's a train wreck. Let's go to Mick. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mick.
Hey, what's up? Let me take you off the...
Thanks, Mick. What's going on?
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Doing,
good, buddy. How's everything?
All right. Yo, I was just calling. I agree with you so much, man. This is my opinion. Malcolm X sounds crazy. Nobody sounds crazy with that situation for. Because I feel that a lot of people out here, that's struggling, like me for myself, we need the sports to come back because of the business, other businesses that can start eating from this. Because that's the extra money we need to pay these cable bills, to pay this other extra little stuff because all the jobs ain't really getting this stuff together.
You're right.
That's why I feel I really understand what you're saying. Everybody say it's not essential. It is essential.
Right.
You understand? It's essential. People, how about them people that got them jobs that look forward to them stadium jobs during the year that help pay them bills to put their kids through school? People don't realize that. And the only problem I'm having is that all the athletes that got money is the ones that's complaining.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All the athletes that got money is the ones complaining.
Yeah. We understand, right, that they don't want to take, I don't want anybody to take risks. Like, I don't want anybody to get sick, you know? I mean, I really don't, Mick. You know that. And, however, I mean, not for nothing. It means a lot to the people. The everyday guy. Everything, man. Exactly. You know? It just is really, it's a part of life.
And I feel like, if you feel like that, y'all shouldn't play. Start donating y'all signers bonuses to these little stores. Start giving them where the government is not really helping. Give y'all signers bonus to these guys. Give some of your check to these guys and see how we struggling down here in the city. These little pizza shops, like you said, and we need all that.
You know, I mean, we need it, man. We need it.
We need it, man.
We got to get it back, Mick.
Complaining. Y'all have 4 months off.
Yeah.
And I'm out here struggling to keep all my bills going. I got to keep 2-3 jobs just going right. And y'all crying about going
and
back
you're,
to
and you're happy.
To get paid for it.
And Mick, you're happy to work The fact that you got work, you're happy.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That makes me disgusted hearing them dudes keep complaining. Get back to work. Y'all got a contract signed. Stop complaining. Be the man. That is essential. I'm sick of all these athletes talking about essential. When y'all getting a paycheck, so how y'all getting paid? It's essential from us, the common folk, paying them tickets. So show love back by playing and helping us out. We need sports. Everybody saying we don't need sports, they lying. Bottom line, they lying. Whoever said we don't need the sport, all the people talking about, I heard y'all poll saying that people were saying that.
They were saying this morning that they don't need it. They're indifferent.
That sounds ridiculous. Because I was like that at the beginning. Oh, sports, you crazy. We need all the sports to come. I don't even watch regular TV no more. I'm tired of watching TV. I want to see sports. Yeah. So I'm getting paid billions and billions of dollars. I want us, man. Do it for the people, Mick.
Do it for the people.
Thank you, Ed.
I love you, Mick. You're my man. See you, buddy. Take it easy, man. There you go. Do it for the people. The people need it. Here's Malcolm Jenkins, in case you missed it on CNN this morning.
Well, the NBA is a lot different than the NFL because they can actually quarantine all of their players or whoever is going to participate, where we have over 2,000 players, even more coaches and staff. We can't do that. And so we'll end up being kind of on this trust system where the honor system, where we just have to hope that guys are social distancing and things like that. And that puts all of us at risk. Not only, you know, us as players and who's in the building, but when you go home to your families, I have parents that I don't want to get sick. And I think until we get to the point where we have protocols in place and until we get to the place as a country where we feel safe doing it, we have to understand that football is a non-essential business. And so we don't need to do it. And so the risk, has to be really eliminated before I would feel comfortable with going back.
Well, there was Malcolm. And listen. Again, I understand where Malcolm Jenkins is coming from when you get worried about being sick. I'm not, believe me. If there is really bad risk, and I never want that's the worst thing. But let's see. Let's take precautions. If we're taking precautions, like I go to Mick, right? Mick works three jobs. Mick takes precautions, right? Mick wears a mask. Mick wears gloves. Mick washes his hands. Right? Like everybody else does. Everybody does the same thing. We understand that this is what it is. None of us can stay home. We got to go to work, right? We can't stay home. We have to do what we have to do. So we take precautions. So is it 2 months? You know, especially when you have these leagues creating, you know, in the NBA's case, a five-star bubble where you're not going to want for anything. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis on a Thursday, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, a couple things. So we'll continue this conversation. And off of it, should they go ahead and play? And we've seen the spikes across the country. Thankfully, blessedly, we are doing well after since we were the hot spot early. However, and we understand the nature of sports and traveling for baseball and traveling for football and, you know, we have empathy for the rest of the country, those that are hot, they're hot spots right now. So we understand that. Should they play is the question. We say yes. We say essential. And athletes should have the right to be able to not play if they want. I'm not going to begrudge you not to play. But let's try it. Let's play it. People have said they're indifferent about the game. Is that true? Big sports fans, indifferent. Andrew and I, the opposite of indifferent, which would be we are thirsting for it.
Yeah, last weekend was the only weekend where I wasn't losing my mind. And it's correct. Because I was able to fish and I was able to golf. But every other weekend where I don't do those things, where I'm sitting at home twiddling my thumbs. Yeah, I'm watching the MLB Network and watching old games. Just so I can have it on the background.
The old game things, I'm out. I love the playback, and I love to watch them every once in a while.
Because it's a quick 20 minutes and not the full 3.5 hours of a game you already know the result of.
Right, like I need more. I got to have more. I'm sorry. I need something to follow along. And, you know, my argument is more with the people that need it. I think people need it. We talk about this a lot, but we talk about the idea of the economy and the well-being, mental well-being. There's a lot of different factors for it. All right. In addition to that, I do want to have some fun. And today we're going to give you... You get the shout out or out, in this case, a fan who is not true. A fan who is not 4 for 4. I love the out of 4 for 4. And in addition, you can also nominate a guy that we open the books and we'll have a ceremony. You like that, Tunis? You don't like that.
I have to hear their case.
You're not happy.
To me, if you are a previous fan of any rival team, I say you don't even have a case, in my opinion.
Really?
I'm just a small percentage of the vote here. You know, it's a democracy.
Yeah.
Said it's you, me, and the caller.
Yes.
Majority rules. If
yes.
It's 2-1.
It is. Majority rules.
Yes. So if you call in and say I'm a Cowboys fan, you already have one vote against
that's
you.
That's why we have the three votes.
I would think that majority of the callers would say, you're a Cowboys fan? Hell no.
Wait, so you won't give anyone a shot?
If you're a Cowboys fan, then you have no shot.
No shot?
No shot. Because I know that as soon as the Cowboys go on a 3-year run of good seasons and the Eagles are kind of rebuilding, they're going to go back to they're going to dust off their Cowboy jerseys. I know for a fact.
Okay, here's my argument as to why you can, I'm not going to say trust them, but this is a big year for the Cowboys, right? They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, going into it, you would say they're better than the Eagles.
Offensively. Like McCarthy's still a boob.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. But whatever. My point is, it's tough, don't you think?
For a Cowboys fan to jump ship now? Yeah, it's tough for them to jump ship
now.
They
finally have something to look forward to. Right?
They'll jump ship when the Cowboys are 1-4 and the Eagles are 4-0. That's when they'll jump ship. Or they'll jump ship now. If the Eagles start 1-2 and the Cowboys are 3-0, they're going right back to Dallas. They are people you can't trust, period. They picked the Cowboys living in the Philadelphia area. How can I trust them now?
Okay, but again, if they are to say no to, like, leave the Cowboys, now they've waited all this time, and the Cowboys are finally good.
All this time. Eagles won a Super Bowl 3 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like if
Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl since the 90s.
No, I know. You're right. They stink. But if they were a Cowboy fan last year, what's the big deal?
They probably look at the Dak Prescott situation. They go, you know what? This is going to be bad. So let me have some foresight here.
I hear you. Hear their case is all I'm saying. You can't go in already prejudiced. Let's go to phones. Ian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ian.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know what, man? Sports is essential because it's a scientific fact that it does increase our dopamine. So it means it's a positive thing in everybody's life. So now my point is that the last 4 months, this whole thing has taken a toll on all of our mental health. So we really got to police ourselves. So when people say they're indifferent about sports, it's because they're in line with their moods right now.
Uh-huh.
So just think about this, Ant. So I turned the Korean baseball on, right?
Yeah.
I feel the happiness, and I don't even really like Korean baseball. So imagine if that's American baseball.
Yes.
It's going to increase everything of our happiness and we'll think differently. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But the biggest thing, Ant, is that the elephant in the room, in our minds, we don't think it's going to happen. That's why it's too good to be true. So you take in like baseball right now. I'm happy. Like, I'll go back to this point, right? I saw that the Hall of Fame was canceled, right, Ant?
Yes.
So guess what? I said to myself, I don't care. Guess what? I just did 20 minutes of meditation. I'm in the present moment. I feel differently now. I feel sad. It's because I'm in the present moment of it and just taking the whole, the whole entirety thing of it. It's like, it is sad. So you have to feel it to heal. You get what I'm saying? Like, I know it's tough.
So
you got to feel it to heal. So you can't take what people say because we don't know, because the sports is not on right now. You know what I mean? So
yes.
Once it comes on, we're going to think differently. We just are.
Yes, so, I think you're right about that. I do.
Yeah, we are. Because like I said, all we have now is this all this negative press, the news and stuff. But once this sports, even I don't even like soccer. I guess I was watching my son the other day, soccer.
Yes.
You know, and it was weird because it was actually neat because you could hear all the players. And they actually scored that game. So I was like, man, we need sports back. It's not even debatable, man.
We gotta have it back. I'm with you. I'm watching KBO. I'm watching soccer.
I'm watching cornhole. Like, yeah. You know what? I'm trying to get away from all the news. I literally had to cancel ESPN. I blocked my news because I don't want to go to that point. Because, man, the last 10 years, I have not watched any politics. I listened to you guys' show, sports. In the last 4 months, I caught myself, man, being angry and mad. But like I said, I took a meditation, read and listen to you guys. Has just been like a godsend, you know what I mean? Because without you, you bring a positive. I don't agree with everything you say, but you do bring a positive personality. And that, you know what? That rubs off on people, so I appreciate that.
I appreciate it too. Thank you.
No, I'll get back to the Cowboys. When you look at the schedule, then the Cowboys' schedule is the easiest schedule. The Eagles' schedule. You look at the schedule. Cowboys got an advantage in that schedule. Eagles cannot lose those games early this year. You know what I mean?
I want to go back. I haven't really studied the schedule in a while. I want to go back and take a look at the Cowboys schedule. We'll do that. We'll do that for you.
Before I go, the thing about baseball, though, the one thing I hate, it's they're the worst enemies. The extra inning rules are stupid. Why don't they do something more fun with a home run derby? Like, after 10 innings, have like a 5-run
like sudden death.
Wouldn't that be better, though?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to junk it up, but I understand where you're coming from. Believe me.
And the NFL, the only way NFL is going to be able to play this year, they're going to have to let the players play with the COVID. If not, how can they play it? You're not going to be able to replace all these players. Because, you know, that's the point. Like, I just don't think they're going to be able to play unless they change their mindset of it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to have, I hear you, you have a mass outbreak on a team. How do you even play? I mean, we talk about it all the time. You have a quarterback room and, you know, all of a sudden your three quarterbacks fall ill. And again, what's the severity? Is it just, are they asymptomatic? Do they just need to go in a quarantine?
Right, but if they don't let them play, like say, I just don't see how it can be. So let me ask you a question though.
Yes.
So wouldn't NFL just move it the season back to January and February and just plan from February to May and then they could push it back like, that year, because there's a chance that we're going to have the treatment for it.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Well, listen, college was talking about doing that early on. There was some talk that college football would do that. And look, there is so much revenue at stake, right, with the NFL that if it becomes where they can't play in the fall, I think you might be right, and they might consider that.
But didn't they say that? This is my point. They're thinking about canceling the first 5 games. That doesn't make any sense because they said the outbreak's going to be more in the fall.
Why don't
you just plan on January to April, give you more time to prepare? And a lot of these players already might going to have it already, so we could. I mean, we're all going to get it.
I think we're all kind of feeling ourselves through this thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, I think that's it.
I don't understand why they just don't plan on coming back in February. Why is it so essential they got to play from December to January?
Well, you know, TV is the big. Remember, they're paying the freight.
Right,
so I think, again, they want to try to go for it. If it becomes impossible because there are too many cases to too many players, then they shut down. I mean, would I be shocked? No, man. Listen, I want you to be safe, brother. All right? Hang in there, man. Thanks, Ian. Would I be shocked if they said, look, we just got too many outbreaks right now. We're going to postpone the start of the season and play it, like Ian said, later once that, you know, we make some headway into treatments and, you know, that sort of thing. Man, I'm sure it's a possibility. I'm sure everything's on the table. See, here's the thing. We're blind going through this. We're blind going through it. No, we've never been in these waters before. So everything has to be on the table. And I think all the sports are trying to say, all right, this is our plan. We're going to go through with it. Until we possibly can. It's like the NBA, right? You talk to anybody in the NBA, they'll tell you, we're playing. And in their minds, I believe they are playing until they can't, right? Until, God forbid, it gets so bad or players contract it that they can't. And I think right now it's, and I think that's why, and Ian touched on it, and so did a couple other callers, the fact that it's not a certainty, I think people become indifferent to it.
Yeah, I think that's the key part of it. It is swimming in the waters that we've never been in before, and it's, hey, you know, again, I brought up the caller yesterday with Mike, the cautiously optimistic. I feel like that's how a lot of people are going to feel. Like, yeah, you know what, I'm excited that it looks like sports are coming back because they have these plans, and certain areas numbers are going down, but of course other areas numbers are still the same or going up. And I think people, I mean, the Orlando thing's a real deal. Like Orlando, the numbers are up, and that's where the NBA is playing. It's not like the NBA is playing in South Dakota.
No, they're up.
Yeah, the numbers are up, and that's exactly where the NBA is going, which is a scary thought. So you hope that maybe in the next month, numbers start going down a little bit in Orlando, or maybe the players really listen to the rules that they give them, the protocols that they give them, and don't leave the little campus that they're at. Hopefully they really listen to it. Because a couple more players have tested positive, as I imagine, because they started doing the daily testing June 22nd. So there's more and more players testing positive, but a lot of those players also said, yeah, once I'm clear, I'll still go down to Orlando, and hopefully they just follow the rules.
Right. Well, those players that you talk about are asymptomatic, so they're fine. It's about quarantining and not giving it to someone else.
Right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.